You're listening to Simply Grace, a collection of meaningful thoughts, ideas, and interpretations of the gospel we hope you will find inspiring and thought-provoking. Delivered from the foothills of the beautiful San Gabriel Mountains, Grace Lutheran Church in Upland, California, has been serving the community of faithful for more than 50 years and is headed by the Reverend Wesley Mankey. For more information, or if you would like to make a donation, please visit graceupland.org. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Simply Grace.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them, "I will ask you one question. If you tell me the answer, then I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it of human origin?" And they argued with one another. "If we say from heaven, he will say, 'Why didn't you believe him?' But if we say of human origin, we are afraid of the crowd, for all regard John as a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We don't know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things. What do you think? A man had two sons. He went to the first and said, 'Son, go work in the vineyard today.' He answered, 'I will not.' But later he changed his mind and went. The father went to the second and said to the same, and he said, 'I go, sir.' But he didn't. Which of the two did the will of his father?" They said, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are going into the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And even after you saw it, you did not change your minds and believe him." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Let us pray. Holy God, we confess to you that our work has fallen short. But we thank you that we are saved by grace through faith and not by our works. So help us to have faith in you. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for worshiping together. This is a lot of fun. It's good to be together safely. Amen. Once upon a time, I went roller skating. Now, I was a youth director at the time in San Clemente, California, and we would get together the different Lutheran church youth groups all from South Orange County, and we would do these fun late night activities. You know, the idea was you do something fun like roller skating so the kids come, and then you hit them with the Bible study, and so that way everybody wins. You have fun, you learn about the Word of God. So we went to this roller skating rink in a little town in South Orange County, and this roller skating rink was really nice. You know, it had black lights, it had strobe lights, it had neon lights, it had all the cool music. And the people who were there skating were really good. They were skating backwards, they were doing tricks and whatnot. And our little youth groups, most of them had never been skating before. And so what I was trying to do was to show them that, hey, anybody with any skill level can go out there and have a good time. So I strapped on my skates and I was the first one out there. And I'm a roller skater. But I made it around the rink once without falling, and I kind of gave them the thumbs up like, "Come on, guys, it's cool. You should do it." And just as I completed that first revolution, one of those, you know, speed fancy skaters came up to me and gave me a little like this. And yeah, seriously, And I went up and down, right on my backside. And he thought that was pretty funny, and so did his friends. I felt really embarrassed. Because the whole thing I was trying to work on was to build up the confidence of our youth to say, hey, anyone can come out here and have a good time. And that just totally got disrupted. I was feeling like my work as a youth minister was not measuring up to what I wanted it to do. What would I do? So one of the other youth directors who was with me, she said to me, we were in her town. She was hosting the event. And she said, do you know what the motto of our town is? And I said, no. She says, it's literally this, a nice place to live. And she said, you know, if you have to put that on your sign, it means that people aren't always going to be living up to it. And she was trying to make me feel better. But it's true, right? When you have to tell somebody, when you have to make a rule or put it on a sign, obviously there's a history where not everyone was able to do that, and you have to remind them. That's kind of what happens in our reading this morning from Philippi, the book, the letter to the Philippians from Paul. It's a beautiful letter. It's a beautiful description of what the Christian life should be like. Be of one mind, Paul says. Don't put yourself before others. Think of others before yourself. The thing is, if Paul had to call that out, the church in Philippi probably needed a little growth in that area. Their work as Christian disciples wasn't measuring up to what was needed. But Paul doesn't berate them. He wants to inspire them and help them. So he goes on and he has this beautiful reading. Thank you, Ingrid, for reading this morning. It's called the Christ Hymn, where he basically remembers the whole story of Jesus. Jesus was with God in heaven, but he didn't take that to his advantage. Rather, he poured himself out. He came to earth as a child and walked among us. He lived in poverty. He experienced all the challenges of what it means to be a human being. And he gave his life for you. Jesus gave his life for you to save you. God's unmerited grace, a pure love, unconditional love given for you to save you. You are saved by grace, says the Apostle Paul, not by your works. We're saved by God's love and grace. What is grace? You know, I think grace can be roller skating. One of the reasons I wanted to take the youth group roller skating is because I have really positive memories. I remember way back when I was in elementary school in my small hometown of Sedona, we would go roller skating. There was a roller skating rink in Cottonwood, right? Cottonwood was the big city for us in the Verde Valley. And it was an actual roller skating rink, and there were people there that were good too. But then there was another roller skating rink that was even more fun. It was at the Baptist church in our little town. The big Baptist church with the big parking lot and the basketball courts. And every once in a while, they would string up Christmas lights, and you knew that if the Christmas lights went up and it wasn't Christmas, they were going to have a roller skating night. And they had the skates that you could rent, you could put them on, and they turned their whole basketball court into a roller skating rink. In our little town, there weren't that many kids. There was only one school. We would all show up, and we would roller skate. And we had so much fun just being together, being outside, looking at the stars and the Christmas lights and hearing the music, not from a sophisticated stereo, but coming out of a little boombox. That was God's grace. We didn't earn it. It was just God's wonderful love and mercy given to us to enjoy. And that was that same grace I wanted the youth group to experience there on our youth outing. God's grace. You know, God's grace is also in our story from Jesus this morning. He tells us about a vineyard owner who had two sons. And you remember the story. He says to the first son, son, go work for me. The son says what? No. But then what does he do? He does. He goes and he works. Then the second son says to the father, oh yeah, I'll go work for you, Dad. But does he? No, he blows it off. And so Jesus asks the question, who does the will of the Father? Who does the will of the Father? First son? Trick question. Not the second son either. Like I said, it's a trick question. The Father does the will of the Father. Think about what it would be like if your father had a vineyard. Especially if you lived in the ancient Near East. If your father owned a vineyard, that is tremendous. You get to go out into a vineyard and you look at them stretching on. Think about the security in that. Think about the joy in that. Think about the goodness and the richness that comes from the earth. Your father owns a vineyard. Your father is God Almighty. And he has planted a vineyard on this earth. He has cultivated abundance from the land. And he gives it freely to us. We don't earn it. We don't deserve it. And yet every year, every season, this abundance comes forth and we are able to live by God's grace. And not only live on this life, but live in eternal life through the life poured out in Jesus Christ. God gives us a vineyard to live in, to work in, to enjoy. Now, which of the two sons does the will of the Father? It is the first. Not because he's a good worker, but because he has faith. If you really believe that this vineyard's for you, that God has planted this for you, and someday it's going to be yours, well, of course we want to go work in it. Because we have faith. We believe that it's ours to enjoy, to share, to live abundantly in. That's what having faith is all about. So there we were at the super cool hip roller skating rink in South Orange County. I got back up on my feet and I saw the young man who gave me the little nudge and he's laughing with his friends and I'm thinking, what am I going to do? And as he comes around me again, he's gaining speed and he's with his buddies. There's a whole group and they're being rowdy. Right as he comes past me, I didn't do anything, right? I'm figuring out what I'm going to do. One of his buddies or his enemy or something shoves him and he goes up in the air and lands flat on his back. Ouch! The wind was knocked out of him. He's there going and momentum just carried me right up to him and he looked at me and his face, he looked scared. So I put out my hand and I said, would you like some help up? And he looked kind of scared, but he took my hand. He probably figured, well, this guy's a youth director. He's not going to mess with me. And I helped him up, and he said, thank you. And I said, you're welcome. I didn't know what he was going to do. But I had faith that that roller skating rink belonged to God, that this vineyard belongs to God, that this earth belongs to God. And when we believe that and we have faith in that, we can take some risks. And we can help. And we can live out our faith. So I helped him up. The rest of the night, those rough shenanigans, they were done. It just stopped. The whole tone had changed. Let us pray that as we live out our faith, this world will continue to be transformed more closely to God's vineyard. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this weekly offering of Simply Grace. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast, and if you would like to help us in our effort to serve the community, please visit graceupland.org and click Give. Thank you for listening, and we hope you join us again.